It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And just like that, we welcome you back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena for day number two of the 3A State Basketball Championships. This time it's the quarterfinals on the boys' side, and we bring you game number three, the 2-7 matchup. It's southeast of Saline taking on the cause of Perry Lecompton. Welcome to our broadcast here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tabman with you alongside Trenton Craxner. Seth Tollison is in studio on the ones and twos, and the first semifinal is set. Top seed Galena. They got a heck of a ball game from Wellsville earlier today, but Galena stays unbeaten. They win it 38-35. And then we saw a team that we have seen a few times this year, Marysville, who won the sub-state last weekend. Of course, we had those games on KNZA. Marysville, the four seed coming in, and they rallied to knock off Wichita Collegiate by a final score of 47-41. So one semifinal for tomorrow. It is Galena and Marysville. And then, of course, here we're about to bring you Perry Lecompton in southeast of Saline. And then the late game tonight has the two-time defending champs in Heston taking on Colby in the 3-6 matchup. Again, Brandon Tabman with you, Trenton Craxner alongside. And, partner, let's dive into it. It's a lot of fun. It's a different vibe when you're in this atmosphere. And we saw a really good game before with Marysville and Collegiate. And we kind of think and we expect the same here with Perry Lecompton in southeast of Saline.
That's been two very good games already today, a three-point game and what ended up being a six-point game. It was a lot closer than that for the most part than it ended up being, as Marysville hit some clutch free throws. But, you know, I feel like a lot of people are saying, okay, Perry's going to lose. I think a lot of people in the state media have said, you know, Perry doesn't have a chance. Saline's one of the favorites to get to the championship game because in the next matchup, Heston, the three seed, that's Southeast Saline's the only team to beat Heston this year, so I think they're already phoning it in for Southeast Saline. They're a good team, but Perry's here to show. I mean, you compare Eli Sawyers and Nakari Morical Palmer, the top two scorers from Southeast Saline. Tim Kniper and Gunnar Ball combined average more points than they do. So they can score with Southeast Saline. Can they play the defense to shut them down? Because Southeast Saline doesn't hurt themselves very often, but can Saline shoot them out of that matchup zone that they run?
It's been a good start for Matt Simmons, his second year here with Perry Lecompton. Of course, they went 10-11 a year ago, but they bring in Kniper, the transfer from Silver Lake, and they had the talent that they brought back in Gorski and Ball, and they've turned it into a heck of a year. 19-4, they finished second in the Big 7 behind only Sabetha. But again, getting to the state tournament, winning their own sub-state, beating Heritage Christian in overtime last Saturday in that sub-state championship game. Now, this is the first time for Perry Lecompton to be at the state tournament since 2019. That was the last time they actually won the Big 7 and the last time they actually made it to the Final Four. Perry Lecompton, they have made three Final Four appearances, 2019, 1980, and 1975, but the best finish for Perry Lecompton at state in school history was 1980. They got to the championship game. That was Class 4A. They lost to Kingman in that championship game. Now for Southeast of Saline, this is their eighth appearance at the state tournament. They've gone back-to-back. They were here a year ago, and they got third place, losing to Royal Valley in the semifinals before beating Thomas More Prep in the third-place game. So a lot of these players for Saline more than familiar with the atmosphere, bringing it here tonight. It's the Trojans and the cause. We'll take a timeout. Our pregame continues after a timeout. We'll start with the starting lineups and get you set for tip-off. It's the cause and the Trojans here at the state tournament, and we're getting closer to tip-off. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here. Trust us based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at KellermanInsurance.com and see what we can do for you today. today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Moments away from the starting lineups in the tip-off here for Perry LeCompton and southeast of Saline here at the Boys 3A State Basketball Championships. Day number one coming down the wire. Galena and Marysville already advancing to the semifinals earlier today. Heston and Colby will follow to wrap up the other semifinal, which will take place tomorrow night. Again, Brandon Tabb and Seth Tollison in studio. Trenton Kraxner, real quick before we get to the starting lineups, one of the big stats I highlight for southeast of Saline. They share it. They don't beat themselves. They average nearly 18 assists a game, and they only turn it over 8 times a game. In comparison, you look at Perry LeCompton, they average 12 assists per game. They turn it over 10 times a game. That could be key tonight. Again, that's a good reason, again, why southeast of Salinas have so much success. Again, they share it. They don't beat themselves.
Yeah, and I think that's why the length and the matchup zone that Perry will probably come out and not for sure going to say they do it. That might cause some problems for Saline because they're very long, with Gorski, Kneifer, Ball, and even Jack Golden compared to a couple players for Saline. They got Sawyers and Palmer at 6'5 and 6'3, but otherwise they're really comparatively they're very short. But you know, like you said, they share the ball really well, so you might see a guy get under the basket, jumps up, kick it to the corner for a three. You might see the extra pass more times than not for him, but can Perry get out and cover Shears and maybe force some turnovers to get run outs? Kneifer might throw one down. We don't know.
Well, let's see and let you know real quick how both of these teams got here. Perry LeCompton, they won their sub-state. They were the 2 seed going in, and that was a very stacked sub-state. They beat Jefferson West in the first round, 67-36. And then the semifinal, they beat Silver Lake 38-28 before a fantastic championship game last Saturday against Heritage Christian. That was a 73-66 overtime win. For southeast of Saline, they won the Russell sub-state. They were the top seed, beat Phillipsburg in the first round, 77-48. They beat Russell in the semifinals, 65-38. And then they beat 2 seed Beloit in the championship game. That was a 56-42 final. Southeast of Saline, 22-1, ranked number 2. Perry LeCompton, 19-4, ranked number 10. The 2-7 matchup here at the state tournament. Let's get you the starting lineups. And let's start with southeast of Saline under head coach Bryson Flack. This fifth season has accumulated a record of 77-35, and they are 22-1 this season. We'll start with Drake Augustine, a 5'10 senior, averaging nearly 7 points per game. Daniel Kerr, a 6-foot junior guard, at just shy of 4 points per game. Luke Gebhardt, a 6'1 senior, 8 points and over 3 rebounds per game. Nikari Markle Palmer, a 6'3 senior, 13.8 points per game, leading rebounder at over 8 per contest. And then Eli Sawyers, a 6'5 senior, leading scorer for the Trojans at over 15.5 points per game. So again, for Bryson Flax and southeast of Saline, Sawyers, Markle Palmer, Augustine Kerr, and Gebhardt. For second-year head coach Matt Simmons, 29-15 so far, head coach of the Cause, 19-4 this year, number 10 in the state, number 7 seed in this field. They go like this. Cale Gorski, a 6-foot senior, averaging over 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. Jack Golden is a 6'3 senior at over 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. Eli Dean, a 5'10 sophomore, over 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. And then Gunnar Ball, a 6'3 senior, 16.3 points per game, averaging 10 rebounds a game. And Cameron Kneifer, the 6'4 senior, 18 points per game, leading the charge and over 4 rebounds a contest as well. So again, for Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton, Gorski, Kneifer, Ball, Golden, and Dean. Good crowd for both of these teams. Again, we saw an absolute thriller in the game before with Marysville beating Wichita Collegiate by a 47-41 final. Galena beat Wellsville earlier today, 38-35. So there's one semifinal for you. The two-time defending champs in Heston will play the late game tonight against Colby. We got the cause. We got the Trojans. Perry LeConson rocking the all-blue uniforms. Trojans in the all-white. Let's have a fun one here today, brother. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and if it gets wild behind us, that's the Southeast Saline fans. They have a very close drive here. They're not very far. This is geographically a home game for them, you know, kind of like a KU and Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament. They're going to have the bigger. But Perry traveled well, and we're in for a good one. Perry won the tip.
Here we go, right to left. Perry LeCompte in the opening possession. We're underway, and just like that, Kniper for three, and he rattled it in. From the right wing, Cameron Kniper from downtown, and the cause forced a turnover on the other end. They had Sawyers up the floor, and a long pass out of bounds, and a great start for the cause, an early three, and then a turnover by the Trojan.
Yeah, they had it. I mean, they had a lot, but the pass was a little too high. It hit the bottom of the backboard, and Sawyers wasn't able to corral, and how about you couldn't have drawn up a better start for Perry, especially if they get in our bucket here.
So here is Kniper into the front court. He's being guarded by Augustine. He'll try another, not this time, on a left wing triple, a rebound for Moracle Palmer. And they get up the floor quickly. Layup, no good. Sawyers tipping it around a little bit, and then finally another rebound here for Gorski. Goss pushing into the front court here with Dean. He'll take it all the way. A little sidestep shot is no good. Rebound for the Trojans. Fast pace here early. Left wing open, it's Gebhardt for three, a little strong off the heel, tipped up by Moracle Palmer, but the second miss, this time gathered by Gunnar Ball. Kind of a frantic pace for the Trojans, trying to work it up quickly. A 3-0 start here for the cause, 60 seconds into the game. Kniper, left-handed push shot from the right wing is no good, but an offensive rebound for Jack Golden. Now Kniper again, not there, and he has taken three threes already. This time Sawyers pushing the tempo here from left to right as he had it knocked away at another steal. Cards have some numbers.
About two turnovers already. A team that only averages about eight.
Ball left it short on a little turnaround. Hook shot with the right hand, and we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow. We'll give it back to the Trojans at 6:37 to go in the first quarter and a 3-0 Perry LeCompte lead.
Yeah, we've only played about 83 seconds, but Perry's not getting back necessarily, but it hasn't hurt them yet, getting beat up and down the floor. And they honestly could have a 7-0 lead here. They've had a couple of chances and good looks, just haven't got it to fall since that initial three by Kniper.
All right, so the cause sitting back in his own defense here. This is Augustine skipping it near side. Moracle Palmer a touch. And now Sawyers gives it back to Augustine inside, knocked away, out of bounds, and a Trojans turnover.
About three already. I mean, we highlighted the assist to turnovers, and they only average 8.5. They already have three in not even 2 minutes, so that zone has affected them so far.
Thaw's trying to break some pressure themselves into the front court. Kerr guarding Eli Dean. Dean has it here on the left wing, backed up here again by Kerr. Picks up the dribble on the wing, needs to get rid of it. Looking for a back door, has Gorski. Shot no good, but a foul. Correction, it's Gunnar Ball. And two free throws coming up here for the 6'3 senior.
I'm surprised they called a foul. Had a couple physical plays here early. And very different than the first game the game before us that we just watched. It's a new set of officials. But the game we just watched was very whistle happy. Yeah, a lot. We saw about 13 charges in the last 12 minutes of the game. But let him play here early.
Gunnar Ball, the 6'3 senior, over 16 points and 10 rebounds a game, makes the first, makes the second, 2-for-2 trip, and a 5-0 start here for the cause. Just over 2 minutes in. Here's Moracle Palmer into the front court right. Augustine a touch, back to Palmer at the top of the key. Now Kerr with the basketball. Again, this Southeast of Saline team, they were very good during the football season, a great basketball year as well. Now we get a cause foul inside. Going to be on the floor. First Perry LeCompte foul.
And they gave it to Jack Golden, but could have easily given it to Gunnar Ball, who was also in the area. And they had a strip there, but they weren't able to come up with a loose ball. But what the activity so far from Perry.
Ty Williams will check in. First sub for the cause. As Dean gets quick breather. 5:41 to go first quarter. 5-0 Perry LeCompte lead. Palmer open for three. This one a little bit strong and a rebound for the cause. Gunnar Ball has it, pushing the tempo near sideline into the front court. Being guarded here by Gebhardt. Now Gorski a touch high right, guarded by Sawyers, bouncing it inside on Ball. He's got it on the block, turn around, no good. Battling for the rebound inside. Kerr has it for Southeast of Saline. Saline pushing into the front court. Augustine, long pass right to Moracle Palmer. Now this is Kerr who tries a three, left it short. tipped around, and now Kniper has a little bit of momentum into the front court here. He wants to go coast-to-coast. Shot tipped in the air, no good, and then Williams had it rejected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cause. Good transition defense there by Southeast of Saline. Not quite 3 minutes in. Perry LeCompton out to a 5-0 advantage. Here is Gorski. Pull up from the elbow. Gets the kind touch, but it falls short. Tipped out to the three-point line, and now ball will drive from the corner. Gets cut off. Now Williams is open for three. You better believe it. Ty Williams from downtown. 8-0 the lead here for Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, and he hit that from behind the red line. That's the college line right there. So that was deep from Ty Williams. Not. How about this start from Perry? Like I said, a lot of teams were, a lot of media personnel in the state were phoning it in, saying Saline will just through this to get to the championship game, but an 8-0 start for the Cause.
Cause looking good early here on the defensive end as well. They have it top of the key with Gebhardt. Getting a zone defense here for the Cause. The Trojans have had a little bit of issues with it here early on. Here's Augustine with it at the point. Right side it goes to Kerr on the wing. Long pass, it sails into the second row and out of bounds. And another Trojans turnover. Cause all the momentum here early. We get our first sub of the game here for Southeast of Saline. It's Kaysen Lilly, a 6-foot senior, averaging 7.5 points per game. They got to keep an eye on him. He is by far and away their best 3-point shooter. Here is Cameron Kniper, who had a great season, and he'll drive. Takes a lot of contact. It's going to be a charge. Kniper, too much heat running in there. And a good defensive effort by the Trojans. First foul on Kniper and a turnover by the Cause. 8-0, Perry LeCompton at 4:09 to go in this first. Now they will set up here in a 2-2-1 press. Trojans layer through it and get it across the midcourt stripe. Markle Palmer a touch in the right corner. Hand down, man down. He'll fire a three and deliver. Markle Palmer, the 6'3 senior on the board. Trojans, a much-needed bucket. And now we get a whistle and a foul as Williams works into the front court. Eli Sawyers will pick up his first.
Yeah, and Markle Palmer is one of those guys. I mean, a 38% three-point shooter. Him and Sawyers are the big two for Perry, so we're calling his name a lot.
And a late whistle here. I think Augustine looked to almost have a steal, but his foot was on the sideline, so he was out of bounds, so the Cause will keep it. Throwing it far sideline in front of the Trojans bench as Kniper will throw it in. Up by five here at the halfway point of the first quarter. Heston and Colby will follow in the nightcap. The final quarterfinal of the day. Markle Palmer deflecting a pass out of bounds. Now the Cause will throw it in underneath. It'll be ball to throw it in. And dumps it to Gorski here at the elbow. Now Williams, right elbow has it. Steps back. Now Kniper. He wants to drive. Stops at the free throw line. Through some contact. Missing the shot. A difficult one at best. Sawyers the rebound. And now Augustine pushing. He'll take it all the way. Missing the bank shot. Ty Williams the rebound for Perry LeCompton. Now Kniper back the other way with a heavy foot here with some steam. They go inside. Here is Golden. Shot short. Tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Perry LeCompton. Ball did not agree, but the Trojans will get it back.
Yeah, from what I saw, it looked like it was out on Southeast of Saline, but we have a behind-the-view right there as we're courtside. The ref was right on top of it. So, but Perry's still holding that 8-3 lead. They've kind of cold offensively. They've had some good looks. They've done it defensively so far.
A couple new subs in for the Trojans. Drew Richardson, a 5'10 senior, and Caden Isaacson, a 5'11 senior as well. Speaking of Richardson, he brings it into the front court from left to right. Lilly gets a touch left side on the wing. They go back up top here to Richardson. Still a zone defense here for Perry LeCompton with an 8-3 lead, up by five. 3 minutes to go here in this first period. Here's a three left side short, battling for it inside, and a hard rebound by Gebhardt to keep it alive for the Trojans. Here's Isaacson, a drive, put-up shot, good, and the foul. An and one for Caden Isaacson just off the bench. And a chance at a free throw here to get Saline back to within two. And the foul is on Gorski, his first.
No, they got that on Tyler Reed, who just checked in.
Oh, correction. Apologies there. It was Tyler Reed who just checked in for the Cause, so he gets his first. And the free throw is missed. Rebound for the Cause, 8-5. Perry LeCompton at 2:40 to go here in this first quarter. Man-to-man here for Saline. And a drive by Ball missing, and a second chance is not there for Tyler Reed, but he is fouled. And Tyler Reed with a second effort going to the free throw line.
Yeah, and you got Eli Sawyers on the bench right now for Saline, so you really got to find Morco Palmer in that zone. But, you know, we've seen Kniper and Ball now both miss easy shots at the rim as Reed squishes the first one. So they're getting to the rim efficiently. They haven't been able to finish yet they still hold the 9-5 lead currently.
4-point advantage for the cause at 2:35 to go in the first. Second free throw by Reed is off the rim. A little bit short, no good. Rebound for Lilly and the Trojans. Morical Palmer, a touch in the right corner. A little hesitation. Nice dump down to Isaacson. Back up top to Morical Palmer. Nice ball fake, drive, layup. Good. That's a nice move there by Morical Palmer, and he's got 5. 9-7 cause at 2:15 to go. Williams, backdoor cut. Gorski, layup good. Beautiful feed, even better finish. And Gorski has 2. 11-7. Cause back up by 4. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. 2 versus 7. Now Morical Palmer tries, and a little bit strong there on a 3. Fighting for the rebound inside. Still on the floor. Multiple bodies hit the deck. A whistle and a tie-up. Possession arrow keeps it here with Southeast of Saline at 1:52 to go. Here's Dean back into the game. Also checking back in, Jack Golden for Perry LeCompton. And Sawyers again on the bench here for the Trojans. Picked up an early foul, the leading scorer, but Morical Palmer again, 5 early ones.
I was going to say, didn't Saline get the last jump? I didn't think Perry got, I don't know if they didn't switch the air, but I thought Saline got the last one. And
because Matt Simmons is like, hey, wait a minute.
I was right as they called that jump, I thought it was going to be Perry's ball, and I looked and said Saline, and then Perry didn't seem upset, but now they're questioning it. I think they might have just forgot to switch the arrow.
Yeah, you're right, and they do switch it. Good call. Matt Simmons, of course, wanted to make sure that was right, and it will be Perry LeCompton basketball.
Because Perry did win the tip, and we had one jump. I didn't think we had another one unless I missed it, but Perry, just playing in front is always the best, you know, and puts the pressure on their team, and so far they've handled this little token pressure and chance to extend out on that lead.
Gunner ball into the front court from right to left. 4-point cause lead at 1:40 to go here in the first. Here at the 3A state tournament in Hutchinson. Good atmosphere here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Ball of 3. Front iron, no. Battling for the offensive rebound. Blocked by Morical Palmer. Second chance. Put back up and in by Jack Golden. A third effort. And strong hands, 2 for Golden. It's 13-7, Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, his initial putback got blocked, but he stuck with it. It was a strong rebound and finish, and here comes Perry again with after defensive stop.
Gebhardt missing a shot. Now pushing is Kniper, has it on the left wing. Behind the back to Golden inside, lays it in. Behind the back feed by Kniper. Golden for 2, 15-7, Perry LeCompton, a minute to go.
The pass was sweet, but how about the catch? Because you're not expecting a behind-the-back pass in a situation like that. And Jack Golden.
How about the cause back here?
Back-to-back buckets, yeah. And what a performance here.
Can they get a stop here? They do. There's a turnover. Cause throwing it up. Kniper gets it. Backs it up. Why not for 3? Left it short. But an offensive rebound. Oh, and out of bounds. Reed had it for a second. And that was just kind of a heat check shot, I think, there for Kniper. Just maybe had a chance to go strong to the rim and maybe draw a foul. Instead, he backed up into the one-on-one scenario and took a right wing 3 that was short.
Yeah, I would have liked to see him and Nakari and Morical Palmer meet at the rim. I mean, those are two athletes right there, but you know, it was because of his hustle stopped a Kniper dunk because it was a good pass by the quarterback, Gunner Ball, in the outlet. But Saline probably playing for the final shot here.
They could if they want. We'll see if they draw something. 30 seconds to go. They are down as Perry LeCompton is up 15-7. They're in a great first quarter for the cause. Sawyers, who just checked back in, had it knocked away, and another steal. Here is Gorski all the way to the rack. 2 hands with the finish. Gorski makes it a 10-point cause lead at 10 seconds to go here in the first. 17-7. Here's Richardson left side, 5 seconds to go. He's caught in a double left side, knocked away, 1 second. Sawyers at the buzzer. I don't even think he got it off in time. And how about the first quarter for the cause of Perry LeCompton? 17-7. They lead it by 10 after 1. Timeout. We're back after this on KNZA.
AG Insurance is your locally owned independent insurance agency in Perry. They are your home, auto, commercial, and farm insurance agents working to keep you and your property protected. Check them out at 504 Plaza Drive or call 785-597-2444. Go Cause! Midwest Flooring in Perry specializes in carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, tile, and shower. With affordable pricing, excellent customer service, and quality workmanship, you can count on Midwest Flooring to handle your flooring needs. See them at 107 Elm Street in Perry. Midwest Flooring, the difference is worth the distance.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Perry LeCompton out to a 17-7 lead here in the quarterfinals of the state tournament against two seeds southeast of Saline. Sawyer's pretty J from the right elbow. And a big bucket for the leading score for the Trojans on the board makes it 17-9, 20 seconds into the second. Would expect a heavy dose of Eli Sawyer's here in the second quarter. Cause lead it 17-9, 30 seconds into the second. Now they set it up, Kniper straight on triple, not there this time, and a rebound for southeast of Saline. Brought in by Drew Richardson. Here is Sawyer's baseline drive all the way to the rim, and he is fouled on the floor.
Yeah, and he's going to impose as well here because Morco Palmer's now on the bench, but he's about to check back in. He got a little 40-second breather.
Gorski picks up the foul. Morco Palmer checks back in along with Augustine and also Kerr. So the starters appear to be back on the floor here for the Trojans. They will throw it in underneath with Augustine and dumps it into Sawyer's right side in the corner. Morco Palmer a touch right wing. They set it up for Lilly in the corner for three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Perry LeCompton and Gunner Ball. Here's Ball, head of steam into the front court, gets to the free throw line, spins, right-handed shot, short, and a rebound for the Trojans. Now Sawyer's long hair waving in the wind up the floor with the headband, gets it into the front court. Morco Palmer bouncing it to nobody. Tip still on the floor. Diving for it. Couple bodies. And a timeout called. They gave the possession to Gunner Ball, and they award a timeout here for Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, and saves the arrow by getting that quick timeout.
So we'll keep it right here. It's a 30. Cause and Trojans, 17-9. Perry LeCompton, 6:52 to go until halftime. And taking a look at the first quarter numbers, how about the shooting? Perry LeCompton took 21 shots in the first quarter, hitting just 6 to 28%, but they held southeast of Saline to just 3 of 12.
Yeah, and which 6 first quarter turnovers alone forced by the Cause there, and that limit shot, they got some runouts and knocked down a couple threes, and they got pretty efficient from the free throw line, 3 of 4. I mean,
how about 15 rebounds in the first quarter?
Yeah, and 7 offensive rebounds to balance, so they're getting after second, third chance, but you look at Cam Kniper's only 1 for 7. He knocked down the first shot of the game, and he's 1 for 7, 1 for 8 after he just missed. He missed another 3 this quarter, but he gets going. Look out.
Out of the timeout, Cause of the basketball. Trojans pounding man-to-man defense here. 17-9, Cause lead it. 6:35 to go until half. Here's a drive and a nice finish for Gunner Ball right at the rim. He's got 4. 19-9, the lead back to 10.
And 48 points shy of 1,000 now, so he's a man on a mission trying to will his team. Play some, at least 2 more.
Cause still in a zone defense. You got Kniper at the top of it. Here's Augustine stepping towards the top of the key. Morco Palmer, long 2, straight on, rattled out, no good. And a rebound for Ball, floats it, gets it to Dean. Long pass to Golden underneath the bucket, caught through some white jerseys. His pass is tipped and taken away. Transition opportunity not there as the Trojans now push it up the floor and they throw it away.
That's got to be about 10 turnovers ready for Saline, but you know, Golden might just want to try and initiate contact there and didn't handle the initial pass. But
yeah, the Trojans had 6 turnovers in the first quarter. They only average 8 turnovers a game, so that is very uncharacteristic of what they've been able to do all year. And now Augustine takes one from Kniper. Now Augustine, a ball fake, gets it into Sawyers. Nice two-on-one break and one. So Kneiper had his pocket picked at midcourt by Augustine. Augustine drives, ball fake, dumps it into Sawyers, lays it in for two, and is fouled for an and-one.
That's big because that's number two on Kel Gorski.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, from what I have, they just put up the second one, so.
Gorski with his second foul, but he stays on the floor.
Interesting. I thought that Ty Williams was checking for him, but he replaced Eli Dean.
Sawyers try to cap off three. He does. He's a 63% foul shooter. He's got five, and it's 19-12. Cause lead is seven. 5:35 to go until halftime. Here is Ball with the basketball. At the top of the key, picks it up there, hands it off to Gorski. Gorski putting it on the dribble, spins, gets in the paint, shot, no good, but a foul. Two shots coming up here for Cale Gorski. Gorski's got 4 points here so far in the game. He's a 58% foul shooter. As a team, the Cause hits a free throw at 55%.
And he knocked down some big free throws in that overtime win against Heritage, so...
And first free throw good for Cale Gorski.
So he's knocked down some pressure free throws in the past week. He's about to come out because Tyler Reed's at the tail. He didn't come in there. So he's coming in for Cale Gorski here. Just picked up his second foul on the other end.
Gorski missing the second, but an offensive rebound for Golden. And the possession stays alive. Here's Williams. Pass hit by Sawyers. Still up in the air. Cross turn it over. Gorski nearly picked up a foul, but here's Augustine. A little hesitation. Floater, no good, but an offensive foul. Ty Williams took the heat from Augustine, and he set his feet, took the charge, and another turnover from southeast of Saline, and Augustine picks up his second.
Yeah, and him and Kason Lilly, who picked up the foul down here on that foul on Gorski, two fouls each, a starter, and what I would say is probably their sixth man, since it looks like he's the first guy off the bench.
And the Cause turn it over here on the inbounds pass as it was deflected out and last touch by Williams. So the Trojans get it back down eight at 5:08 to go here in the half. Augustine will throw it in.
Now they're not going to go away easy, so finished third at the state. So it's going to, I know Perry kind of dominated here early, but you know, Celine's going to go on a run eventually, you have to think.
Sawyers, baseline left, skips a pass here. This is Kerr. Works it back to the wing, bouncing it to Moracle Palmer at the top of the key. Left side it goes here to Gebhardt. Gebhardt skips the pass, caught by Kerr. Moracle Palmer here on the left wing. Backs it out there, good defense by Golden. Now Augustine steps in, throws one up, no good. He is bumped and fouled. And Augustine, they will give him two. Ty Williams will pick up the Perry LeCompton foul here. His first, team foul number six. So the final 4:39, Trojans will be in the bonus. Augustine's first free throw is short. Augustine 65% at the line throughout the season.
Surprised with that shooting form, they shoot 65%. You know, it's so weird. He shoots it almost two-handed.
It's almost like a push shot. He got that one to go. 5'10 senior knocks it in. He's got his first point tonight. Makes it 20-13, caused by seven. 4:35 to go until halftime here in Hutchinson. Brandon Trenton and Seth all with you. Thanks for being a part of our broadcast here tonight. Here's Tyler Reed with the basketball. Here's Williams, left wing, triple. Nearly banked it in, no good. Moracle Palmer had the rebound. Reed takes it away, drives in, missed the layup. Fighting for the rebound, Augustine clears it. Reed, golden opportunity there, just couldn't convert. Trojans back up the floor with care. Bouncing it up top. This is Gebhardt. Now Augustine left side in the corner. Works it back to the wing. Sawyers inside. Gathering shot. Good. Plus one. Here comes Sawyers. He's got seven and a chance to make it eight at the line. 20-15. The lead trimmed to five. Good pass though by Augustine to find Sawyers. Reed is out and Dean checks back in as the foul was on Reed, his second.
And Sawyers has all seven of his points, maybe eight here in the first 4 minutes of this quarter. He does convert. So all eight of his points here, I said he was going to be a factor. He's eventually going to get going and willing his team back here as they cut it to four.
Now the Cause had a 10-point lead at one point. It's 17-7, but it's now 20-16. Trojans are fighting back here past the halfway point in the second quarter. This is Gunner Ball driving. Good kick right. Golden shot is a little bit strong. Tipped around. Rebound Trojans. Augustine pulls it in. Pushing with tempo into the front court with Kerr. Boracle Palmer a touch at the top of the key. Now Kerr, the lefty for three. No good, but he is fouled by Williams on the three. There was not a lot of contact there, but it was a late whistle. And three free throws coming up here for Daniel Kerr, the 6-foot junior. He makes all three. We'll have ourselves a one-point game. Just under 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Cause holding on to a 4-point lead. First free throw is good. A couple lucky bounces off the iron. Falls through for Daniel Kerr, a 6-foot junior starter. That was just his 10th free throw attempt of the season, by the way. Number 11 is off, no good.
And Perry's been a lot more one and done on the other end. They're not getting those second, third chance opportunities.
2 for 3 goes Kerr at the line. 20-18, the Trojans back to within two. Under 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Here is Kneiper. Guarded here by Kerr into the front court. Good defense by Kerr. Kneiper had it knocked away by Augustine, who came out to help. And see some chirping already between Kneiper and a couple of the Saline players here early. Little shoulder shrug there to Augustine on the inbounds. Here's ball at the top of the key for Perry. Kneiper sets a hard screen. Williams now. Drive, a little sidestep, layup. Rims out, no good. Sawyer's the rebound for the Trojans. McIntyre takes the lead with 3 minutes to go in the half. 20-18, Perry LeCompton clinging to a 2-point advantage. Bryson Flax, head coach for the Trojans, barking out the signals to his team. They settle in. Gebhardt at the point. Sidesteps, diving in through two defenders, missing. Moracle Palmer, they don't box him out. And he's got an easy two on a putback, and we're tied at 20. Here's ball into the front court, guarded heavily here by Gebhardt, knocks it away in a steal. Gebhardt hands it off to Moracle Palmer, missed the shot, went for the dunk, and he is fouled. Hard by Gunner Ball.
Yeah, clean foul from behind, trying to block the shot by Ball, but going to make Palmer earn it here at the line.
Well, these teams are talking early. Gotta love the competitiveness, but chance here for Moracle Palmer to give his team the lead.
Yeah, it's an 11-0 run currently. Perry had that big shot. I was about to say, they missed some free throws, Celine, but that one bounced off the back iron and came back down to earth through the net.
21-20, Moracle Palmer, 8 here in the first half. Trojans have taken the lead. 2:31 to go. And the second, a little bit strong. Sawyers had it, still tipped around, gets it back, missing a putback, tipped up and around again. Trojans still have it. Kerr for three, misfiring. Now Moracle Palmer, an offensive rebound. Putback shot, no good. And finally, the Cause come away with it. Here's Ty Williams behind the back. He'll go all the way. Shot rejected by Sawyers. Now the Trojans push.
That looks like a foul.
And now it's taken away at midcourt. Cause get it back. Williams again will drive and an offensive foul. I don't know.
I thought they definitely missed the foul on Eli Sawyers the first time, and I don't know if that was a charge either. That's three on Ty Williams now, but
I will say Williams was going in, and I think he was a little frustrated on the first one, maybe not getting the call, but I don't think it was a charge, and Matt Simmons wants an explanation as well. Granted, there was contact, but nobody was set. You want to argue that Williams was maybe a little bit out of control, I'll listen to it. But if that's the call, that's the call. But nonetheless, Trojans with it back. 1:50 to go in the half, leading 21-20.
That's a 14-3 quarter right now, and make it 17-3.
Another three. This is Gebhardt from downtown, and a timeout for the Cause. At 1:41 to go, it's a full timeout here late in the first half. It's all southeast of Saline here in the second quarter. They lead it 24-20. Back after a timeout here on KMZA.
for almost a decade. Gus, Kathy, Jake, and Beth Barnett have paved the way in Oskaloosa for funeral planning services at Barnett Family Funeral Home at Jefferson County Crematory. When times are most difficult and it's time to plan a beautiful service to remember your friend or loved one, trust the ones who make a difficult time a little bit easier. Barnett Family Funeral Home would love to talk with you to give you peace of mind for the future. Visit their website at barnettfamilyfh.com or stop by and visit them. South side of Oskaloosa, off Highway 59.
KNZA.
Southeast of Saline coming back here in the second quarter. Perry LeCompton once led this game by double digits, but not anymore. Trojans now in front, 24-20, and they have dominated here in the second quarter.
Perry hasn't scored in like 5 minutes. They're up like 20-11. It's a 13-0 run right now, and you know, they've missed some shots down here, some pickpockets at midcourt that led to buckets their way. It all started when Kniper got pickpocketed, and they got that bucket to cut it to 7, and then it's been downhill for Perry ever since.
See if they can cut this deficit, but a turnover there by Reed. Moracle Palmer has it now for the Trojans. Dumps it inside, layup good. Gebhardt for 2, he's got 5. 26-20, and the Trojans with a 6-point advantage, and they nearly caused another turnover. The cause now dealing with a lot of pressure here in the full court. Here's Gorski back into the game for the cause, taking the spot for Reed. Right now, the Trojans have all the momentum here late in this first half, and now a hold and a foul before the ball's even thrown in. They'll get Daniel Kerr with the foul. Again, he was facing against Kniper, and he'll stay there as they have defended Kniper well here in the first half. Now another whistle by the same official,
and the Kerr again. Yeah, and I think maybe Matt Simmons was in the ears of the officials a little bit, saying, hey, my guy's getting held here, because he was very upset with the officiating after that charge that got called on Ty Williams just a moment ago down here. And you know, as a coach, part of your job is working the officials, and might have got him a couple calls there, and, you know, maybe, I guess, Deaton's at the line. I thought it was going to be Kniper. I thought Kerr was the one guarding Kniper. But
it's going to be Eli Dean to shoot this 1-1.
Yeah, okay, they changed it.
Okay.
I was going to say, Kerr was guarding Kniper both those times, but maybe Kniper can stop the bleeding here. He hasn't scored since that 3 to open the game, and they're on the wrong end of a 15-0 run right here.
The lane by 6 late in the first half. Kniper's free throw is good. That does stop the run for now. He's got 4. 26-21, caused down by 5 at 1:24 to go in the half.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it to halftime here in the 2-point game or one possession game for Perry after it's a brutal quarter. I mean, it's complete opposite of that first quarter.
Second free throw a little bit strong. Rebound for the Trojans. Here's Sawyers diving in, a little pull-up. Jay got it. Boy, he is smooth. 10 for Sawyers. 28-21, Trojans' largest lead here at 7. Just over a minute to go. Here's Gorski in the paint. Kicks it left, deflected out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Perry LeCompton at 104 to go. This will be Eli Dean to throw it in. On the baseline left. Dumps it into Gorski. Right side the ball. Pass deflected and out of bounds. Nearly saved by Kerr. But the cause will have it. Exactly a minute to go in this first half. What was a 17-7 lead at one point for Perry, they're now down 28-21. Here's Dean to throw it in. Into the backcourt. Gunner Ball has it. Left wing. Little shimmy in 3. Not there. Rebound for the Trojans. Not a bad look, just unable to convert. Now the Trojans, with 50 seconds left, can play for the final shot if they choose. Moracle Palmer at the free throw line, right side to Kerr. 40 seconds to go in the half. They reverse it left. This is Richardson for 3. This is short. Sawyer's an offensive rebound. Put back good. No answer right now for Eli Sawyers. He has 12, and it's a 30-21 southeast of Saline lead. 25 seconds to go in the half. Here's Dean. He wants to go all the way. Rejected out of bounds by Sawyers. And now 20 seconds to go here for the cause underneath. See what the cost can draw up here. See if they can get some kind of momentum going into halftime. Gorski, a pull-up, short, missing, quick pull-up, misfiring. And the Trojans now for 13 seconds. They can play for the last shot. All Trojans here in the second quarter by 9. 7 seconds to go. Here's Gebhardt. Works it all the way to the left corner. Gets it back up top. Richardson, pull-up three at the buzzer. No good, and that takes us to halftime. Cos dominated the first quarter. Celine dominating the second quarter. And the two-seed Trojans leading the cause here at the half, 30-21. Halftime show is next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. 30-21, Southeast of Celine in front. Talk about it a little bit when we come back here on KNZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care's on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Brandon Salmon with you, Trent Baxter alongside, Seth Tollison in studio, and well, it was certainly a tale of two different quarters between Perry LeCompton and Southeast of Celine. Trojans leading this one at the half, 30-21 over the cause in this 3A state tournament quarterfinals. And man, it seemed like in the first quarter, everything was bouncing the way for Perry LeCompton. They built a 10-point lead, led it 17-7, really had all the momentum. Well, then Eli Sawyers comes back in after an early foul. He takes over the second quarter. Celine goes for a 23-4 advantage in quarter number two, and all of a sudden they go from down 10 to up 9 at half.
Yeah, well, Tony, Perry was up like 20-9 at one point, and they had the ball right in front of us, and Cam Kniper gets pickpocketed, and after that it was just straight downhill. It was a 21-1 rest of the quarter after that. I mean, and it, but the big difference was Celine was getting out and pressing, and they just ramped up the intensity, really. Nothing was easy to shoot. Perry was only 1 of 11 that quarter from the field. And then down there, Eli Sawyer's got a couple and one baskets, got a couple stick backs. I mean, like you said, he was everywhere. I was looking at his stats here. He's got 12 and 7 in that first half. And Morico Palmer has 8 and 8. So that's their two best players right there. And then you compare the numbers. Kniper 4 and 2 and Ball 4 and 6. So, I mean, their two best players outplaying your two best players. But they're shooting the ball a little bit better. You know, for Perry, they just couldn't get anything to fall. They had some good looks. Missed a couple free throws. I think both teams are going to even it out a little bit in the second half. It was, like you said, Perry dominated one quarter, Saline dominated the second. But I think we'll have a finish similar to Wellsville or Marysville in Wichita Collegiate line before. I think it's going to be down to the wire still.
Well, Perry LeCompton, they're certainly going to have to shoot it better than they did in the second quarter. They were just 1 of 11 shooting in the second quarter. That's 9%. In the first half, they finished 7 for 32 at 21.9%. They hit 2 of 9 from 3. They were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. As Trent mentioned again, just light scoring across the board for the Cause. 5 points for Kale Gorski to lead the way. They got 4 apiece from Cameron Kniper, Gunner Ball, Jack Golden. They also got 3 from Ty Williams and 1 from Tyler Reed. And as you mentioned again, Sawyer's Morical Palmer have a good game so far. Sawyer's 12.7 rebounds, also has a couple of blocks, and then 8 points and 8 rebounds for Morical Palmer for Southeast of Saline. They also got 5 from Luke Gebhardt, and they got 2 apiece from Daniel Kerr, and also Caden Isaacson, plus 1 point from Drake Augustine. Rebound numbers right now favoring Saline at 26-20. The turnover numbers, 11-8. Saline has 11, Cause with 8. Both teams have six steals in the game. And this was a 17-7 game at the end of one. Perry LeCompton had the lead, but a 23-4 advantage for Southeast of Saline in the second to give them a 30-21 halftime lead. We'll step aside for a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back with the second half right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Taryn Ray, consumer loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3 quarter tons, that's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options, carrying beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy. Next to the hospital in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Getting ready to start the second half here from Hutchinson. Quarterfinals here at the 3A State Basketball Championships. Cause of Perry Lecompton trailing the Trojans of Southeast of Saline 30-21. Again, a monster second quarter for the Trojans, outscoring the Cause 23-4. Turned a 10-point deficit into a 9-point halftime lead. Real quick, as we talk adjustments here in the second half, what do you see from each side?
I mean, Perry's got to find that same intensity they had in the first 10 minutes of the game, because that last 6 minutes, I mean, Saline made them look bad. I mean, but Saline's the number two team in the state. They finished third at the state tournament. So, like, we expect that. I'm not saying this is a state tournament. You're going to play bad. Teams are going to make you play bad at some point. You just got to flip the script on them. And just, I mean, you don't have to go on a 13-0 run to start the half. Just chip away and stay in it and give yourself a chance at the end.
Here we go. Started the second half. Perry Lecompton with the ball, and it's a turnover. Right at midcourt. Sawyers gets it up the floor. Layup good. Daniel Kerr now with four. First bucket of the second half for the Trojans. Their lead is 11 at 31-21. The Cause have a run in them here in the third. Dean drives. Shot rejected by Sawyers. Now Sawyers long pass to midcourt, and there is a big-time foul at midcourt by Gunner Ball as Augustine goes down. That could be maybe a little bit of a frustration foul. I'm honestly shocked if it's not an intentional foul.
Well, I mean, it was a long lob pass. I think he contacted Augustine. I mean, didn't really make a play on the ball to get the ball, but
see, that's where
I think yeah.
I'm surprised, but I think a lot of that might be frustration. But nonetheless, right now the Trojans have the Cause number right now. 30 seconds into the second half, they lead it by 11 with the ball. Trojans, the number two ranked team in the state coming in, the number two seed coming in. Here's Sawyers for three, misfired, and Knife for the rebound for Perry Lecompton. Can the Cause get something going here? You know they can do it in spurts. Can they trim away at this here in this third quarter? Here's Ball at the basketball, left side on the wing. Man-to-man defense here by the Trojans. Ball picks it up, looking for somebody. Knife now has it on Augustine. Now Dean to touch at the point, right side the ball on the wing. Gorski sets him a screen, not much with it. There's the double by the Trojans. Errant pass taken away. Moracle Palmer gets it up the floor. Sawyers two-on-one break, and met at the rim by Knifer, but a foul. Knifer not happy with that, but Sawyers is going to shoot two. Well, right now, the Trojans are turning their defense into offense here as they're getting out, and they're getting some transition looks here early in this third quarter.
Yeah, and their defense just continues to be suffocating, whether it's double-teaming on a screen like they just did there. And
Sawyers with the first free throw. Good. He's got 13. Lead all scores.
They're just up and in you, and they just haven't lost stride since halftime. And Perry's in a little bit of danger territory here. They got to find something offensively.
Second free throw by Sawyers is good. He's had a heck of a game so far. He's got 14. 34-21. The Cause trail by 13. Here's Gorski diving in, throws up a wild shot through traffic, no good, battling for the rebound into the far corner, and the Trojans have it. But they say stepping out of bounds is Gebhardt, so the Cause catch a break, and they'll get the possession back. I think the Cause just need to see one go in. It has been cold for them offensively since the first quarter. Here's Ball, guarded by Gebhardt. And Knifer again guarded by Augustine near midcourt, and they get a bump foul here on Augustine. That'll be his third.
And we could see a lot of that from Saline. Perry might be shooting a lot of free throws. They're out and in them right now, and if they're going to tighten it up here in the second half, Saline might be sending Perry to the free throw line a lot because, like I said, they're up and in them, no space, suffocating.
Here's Ball inside. Nice post move and a layup good on the block. Much needed there for Gunner Ball and Perry Lecompton. 34-23. They're down 11. Not quite 2 minutes into this third. Here's Sawyer, short corner left, working on Gorski. Picks it up. Now Moracle Palmer at the top of the key. Dives in, kicks it out. Gebhardt for three. Good. Kind of a toilet bowl spin, but it drops, and Gebhardt now with eight makes it 37-23. Kneiper answers the left corner three himself. Big shot. Kneiper now with seven, 37-26, 5:45 to go. Now Kneiper with the block. Augustine gets it back, short, Moracle Palmer. Third try, no good. A fourth try is in for Gebhardt. Causer not rebounding right now, and that has been hurting him as well. 39-26, Trojans. That was literally four chances underneath, and finally got up and in there by Gebhardt. Kneiper from way downtown, missing a three. And the Trojans get it back. Moracle Palmer at the point. Left side pass to Augustine. Drive, shot, no good off the window. Rebound for the cause. Here's Kneiper, far sideline, pushing the tempo a little bit. Hesitation, takes it all the way, puts it in for two. Kneiper, a nice hard drive. He's got nine, makes it 39-28. 5 minutes to go in the quarter. You can tell offensively the cause here in the last minute or so definitely have a little bit more fire under them. But can they get a stop? Here's Sawyers with it. Hands it off to Gebhardt up top. He'll drive. Kicks it to Moracle Palmer. Hesitates on a three. Now Gebhardt inside on the block. On Gorski. Blocked inside by Gorski. And Ball running it down to get it back for the cause. 39-28. Trojans in front. Perry trying to chip away. And the layup is... Oh, it hung on the rim and falls off. Ball missing. And a rebound for Moracle Palmer.
And there was a lot of contact on that drive between him and Sawyer. So that might be an and-one opportunity, but the rest have let him play for the most part.
Just three total fouls have been called here so far in the third quarter. Two against the cause, one against the Trojans. Here's Sawyers. Back up top, Moracle Palmer, a three. This one missing, and a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Ball able to grab that one, gets it back, and works it into the front court. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go, quarter number three in the state tournament quarterfinal matchup. Southeast of Saline with a 39-28 lead over Perry LeCompton. Here's Kneiper with the basketball. In-out dribble, working right, and a beautiful tough finish with the left hand for Cameron Kneiper. He's got 11, and the cause are within 9 at 39-30. Here's Kerr. Moracle Palmer, left side touch on the wing. They go to Augustine back at the point. Subs in for both teams, next dead ball. Nakari Moracle Palmer with the basketball. Up top it goes to Kerr. Kerr looking inside. Instead, Gebhardt gets a touch. Now Sawyer's right wing. Working on Ball. Drives in through contact and a difficult finish for Eli Sawyers. He's got 16. Makes it 41-30 Trojans at 3:05 to go in the third. Gorski side to Dean. Sidesteps looking for Golden. Tip pass intercepted. Taken away by the Trojans. Getting it back up the floor, Gebhardt, he'll drive all the way in. Shot no good, but a foul. And free throws coming up here for Luke Gebhardt. He's got 10 points here tonight and a chance to extend on the Trojans' lead at 2:55 to go in the quarter. And they get the foul on Gunner Ball with his third. And the first free throw no good there for Gebhardt. 44% on the season. Ty Williams back into the game for Perry LeCompton. Gorski gets a breather. Kathan Lilly and Caden Isaacson coming back in as well for Southeast of Saline.
And I'm wondering if Gebhardt shoots only 44% because he stands about 3 or 4 feet beyond the free throw line. So,
and kind of to the right as well. That's an interesting spot to shoot a free throw. I'm not going to lie. He does hit the second.
And he's going to sub out too here. Drew Richardson's going to take his place. But he's been kind of the X factor. I mean, he's made some big buckets, knocked down a couple of threes. And
the 12-point lead for the Trojans, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 2:55 to go, quarter number three. And the two-seed Southeast of Saline leading Perry LeCompton 42-30. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Brandon Trenton and Seth with you. Again, this has been really the Trojans game since the first quarter where Perry had a 17-7 lead at the end of one. But, you know, the cause, they've had a little bit more energy here in the third quarter. They've done a little bit more offensively, but it seems like, again, defensively, they just can't get the stops that they need to get any kind of run going.
Yeah, and it seems like each time they build up a little bit of momentum, Southeast Lean comes right back down and gets a big bucket. to negate that. And, you know, we've seen Perry go on big runs against teams like Sabathia. So they're capable of doing it against the best, but it's going to take one of those runs to give them a chance here at the end of the game.
Guards have plenty of time, still under 3 minutes to go in the third. Out of the timeout, inside Dean to Ball, and he lays it in for two. Gunner Ball now with eight, 42-32, Cost trailing by 10 at 2.5 to go.
And can you just get it down to five at the end of the quarter here? Gunner Ball just picked up his fourth foul, so that's going to hurt.
Yeah, they were going inside. Sawyers had his back, and they were trying to lob one over the top in the paint. And that is a big-time foul as Gunner Ball now has four.
And he's going to have to set probably the rest of this quarter or so.
Still 2:23 left in this third, and you would think he probably sits a little bit to start the fourth as well. So this is a big stretch here for the Cause without one of their better players on the floor. Down by 10 here, late third. Here's a three for the Trojans. Good. Right corner. It's Cason Lilly off the bench who hits it at 38%. And arguably their best three-point shooter, Cans won. 45-32 with 2 minutes to go. Nice pass, Kniper, but Gorski missing one close. One he really wished he had back. Here's Sawyers into the front court for the Trojans. Again, same spot, not this time on a three by Lilly, and this time a rebound for Tyler Reed and Perry LeCompton. Under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. 45-32, Cost trailing. Here's Kniper, shot short, no good from the right block. And now Moracle Palmer, long pass up the floor. Isaacson, no good on a shot, but he is fouled, and two more free throws coming up here for the Trojans. Ty Williams, a little bit slow to get up for Perry LeCompton after the foul. Actually, the foul is against Reed. That is his third. And this puts Caden Isaacson to the line for two. Had a two-point shot in the first half. He's now got three. Makes the first free throw. 46-32, Trojans. 1:36 to go, third quarter. And the second, no good. Rebound for Perry LeCompton. So the Cause have 90 seconds here left in the third. They're down 14. To the number two ranked team in the state here in the first round of the state tournament. Here's Kniper on the block. Quickly doubled. Nice fake. And into Gorski for two. Gorski gets a big bucket. First points for him in the second half. He's got seven. 46-34. Trojans with the lead in the ball just over a minute to go in the quarter. Cause got out early to a 10-point lead, but it has been all southeast of Saline since the end of the quarter. First quarter, to be exact. Here's Sawyers. Now Moracle Palmer tries a three short, but fighting for the offensive rebound and saving it inside. Still tipped around a little bit. Finally picked up by Kniper. Works it into the front court. Right side on the wing. Now goes baseline. Cut off by two jerseys. Now it's Gorski at the free throw line. Short on a jumper. Rebound for Moracle Palmer. Now 33 seconds for the Trojans to play for the final shot. 46-34 is their lead here over Perry LeCompton. This is Lilly. Just hit a big three a moment ago. Running some clock now at 19 seconds. Hands it off to Isaacson. Goes back right, hands it off to Lilly again with 12 seconds to go. Here's the ball screen. Moracle Palmer deep. Nobody picks him. Misfired on a three. Rebound for Gorski, then lost it, and he's fouled with 4 seconds to go. Just the second team foul against the Trojans here in the third quarter. I think they got Lilly with that one. That is his third foul. And 4 seconds here for the Cause. They got to go the distance, though. The full length of the floor. They get it into Kniper. Not much hesitation here. Gets to half court. Throws one up. Nearly banked it in. No good. But the Cause have some work to do if they want to come back and win this ball game. Two seed southeast of Saline, 46. 7 seed Perry LeCompton, 34 at the end of the third quarter. Back after a timeout here on KNCA.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Perry LeCompton basketball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
First State Bank and Trust in Perry, Kansas is a proud supporter of Perry LeCompton Caw Athletics for community banking with a personal touch. Their lenders specialize in home mortgage loans, ag lending, and a wide array of business financing. First State Bank and Trust in Perry is excited to announce that long-term fixed rates are now available on ag real estate, as well as competitive fixed rates on ag and commercial equipment. First State Bank and Trust, where banking is still a people business. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. AG Insurance is your locally owned, independent insurance agency in Perry. They are your home, auto, commercial, and farm insurance agents working to keep you and your property protected. Check them out at 504 Plaza Drive or call 785-597-2444. Go Cause!
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Cause down to their final 8 minutes here, potentially for their season. They have a comeback in them. They trail southeast of Saline 46-34 here in Hutchinson as the fourth quarter is underway. Galena and Marysville have already moved on to the semifinals tomorrow. Trojans with the opening possession. They misfired on a three and getting it underneath and then getting it back after a near turnover. Ty Williams has it. Gets it off the ball, who does check back in with four fouls. Here's ball with it, top of the circle. Right side to Williams. He'll fire deep three. It's an air ball. Trojans let it go out of bounds. 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. 46-34. Cause trailing by 12.
Yeah, if you're Perry, you're going to be okay with Gunner Ball picking up his foul out there playing. You know, you're going to go down swinging with your best players here. If he picks up his fifth foul, it's going to be unfortunate, but...
Quick timeout. Good double team there across midcourt there by Gorski and Kneiper, forcing the Trojans to burn a quick timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. 7:23 left in the game. Still 46-34. And Perry LeCompton offensively a much better third quarter compared to the second. They just couldn't get a stop.
Yeah, and like I said, Saline hit two threes that quarter, and they're pretty even from the field. But they still got out-rebounded in that quarter, 9-8. And
yeah, 35-28 right now for the rebound numbers in favor of Saline. So there's been a lot of misses and a lot of rebounds to go around.
But Saline had that one possession where they had four chances before they finally got a layup. And, you know, it's just a matter of boxing out. That's what made Perry jump out to that 10-0 lead is they were all over the boards and they were aggressive. But the point I was trying to make about Gunner Ball is you're going to be okay with your best players being out there. And if he picks up his fifth foul, he picks up his fifth foul. But you're going to go down swinging trying to come back here.
Still early fourth quarter, a lot of time to go. 12-point lead for the Trojans with the ball out of the timeout. Here's Richardson. Left side it goes. Gebhardt back to Richardson up top. Now Sawyers at the elbow. Had it knocked away, and he's on the floor. Still trying to keep it alive and does so, bouncing it to Lilly. Now Lilly swings it to the far side corner with Richardson, but it's last touch by Perry out of bounds. And the Trojans will keep this possession here. As Nakari Moracle-Palmer checks back in for the Trojans, Sawyers, I'm sure, will have a quick breather. 16 points for Eli Sawyers to lead southeast of Saline. 11 for Kneiper to lead the Cause. 46-34, Trojans with the lead and the ball. Early fourth quarter. Cause trying to get back to a Final Four for the first time since 2019, but they got some work to do here in the fourth. Here's Isaacson. Nice dump down inside. Layup. Good. Plus one. After all of that, Gebhardt gets an and one. And he's been kind of an unsung hero tonight for the Trojans now with 13. Makes it 48-34 with one more coming at the line. And the foul here, Ty Williams picking up his fourth. Luke Gebhardt, a 6'1 senior. 8.3 points per game coming in. He's got 13 tonight. And he missed the free throw. And a rebound for Gunner Ball. Here's Ty Williams pushing into the front court. He wants to take it all the way, missing the layup, and a rebound for the Trojans. Long pass into the front court here. Richardson back up top. Again, a three on the way. No good, but a travel is called against Kerr. That was Lilly. Nonetheless, a turnover by the Trojans.
Yeah, he kind of hop-stepped, kind of looked around like, what did I do? But he kind of bunny-hopped a little bit. And three went in and out anyway. Not like they lost any points there, but...
Would you define this as crunch time here for the Cause? 6:25 to go. You have the ball. You're down 14.
Yeah, you got to cut it to at least six in the next 3 minutes. So, whether it's forcing some turnovers or what,
Gorski, a nice little turnaround. He knocks it in. Gorski with 9, makes it 48-36 at just over 6 minutes to go.
You have to get some live ball turnovers where you're getting some run out.
Here's a drive by Gebhardt, missing the layup with no contact. Cause catch a break.
That ball had to back away. Didn't want to pick up that fist. I think he was expecting the contact.
Here's a skip. Dean, a little floater, banks it in. Eli Dean for 2. It's a 10-point game, 48-38 at 5:45 to go.
And we haven't seen them, haven't been able to cut it under 10.
And a shot missing by Lilly, tipped around inside, but the Trojans get another offensive rebound. Isaacson dives in and gets it back up top to Lilly. He'll reset.
And Dean looks a little shaken up, like he hurt his hand or something. He's kind of shaking. Grimace.
Here's Moracle Palmer, guarded by Gorski. They get it to Isaacson at the point, guarded by Ball. Now Moracle Palmer in the paint, works the body inside, muscles his way in for 2 and a timeout. Nikari Moracle Palmer now with 10. Southeast of Saline takes the timeout. They're back in front by 12 at 50-38 with 5:15 to go. It is a 30, so once again we'll keep it right here.
I mean, Gorski and Palmer match up height-wise, but Moracle Palmer just babied him. I mean, he just went right into his chest and scored, and he yelled in the face of Kale Gorski there after that finish through contact. But, you know, this is it for Perry. You got to make a run and give yourself a chance at the end. Maybe you'll force them like a free throw situation foul and hope they miss. But they've been pretty solid from the line today as well. They're 10 of 16 is Celine. And, you know, can Gorski or Kniper, maybe even Gorski and Ball knock down some threes, because they're 3 of 12 currently from downtown.
They need some shots to fall. They also need some stops on the defensive end. Out of the timeout, Cause showing pressure, or I should say Trojans, correction, showing a little bit of pressure here in the full court. Perry with the basketball, trailing by 12. Just over 5 minutes to go in this game. Here's Gunner Ball with it. Kniper left wing, Ball on a cut, gets to the rim, layup, rims out, no good. And now Moracle Palmer straight up the floor to Sawyers, who finishes. Sawyers with 18. Beautiful time there by Moracle Palmer. It's now 52-38 at 4:50 to go. Here's Golden inside. Shot no good, but a foul. Going to say it's on the floor. Just the third team foul against the Trojans. They don't have many fouls here in the second half.
They got Kerr, I believe.
Thought so, too.
Yeah.
Daniel Kerr picks up his third. Trojans to throw it in. Ball, nice little turnaround after the fake. He puts it in. Big bucket for Gunner Ball. He's got 10. Makes it 52-40 at just over 4.5 minutes to go. Now Moracle Palmer gets in the paint. Too easy at the rim. Cause cannot get stopped. And now they nearly turn it over, but it's saved by Dean on the far sideline. Cause need to get it into the front court. They do. They are down 14. At 4:20 to go in this game. Here is Golden, who works through some trees and he puts it up and in. Golden cuts into it, 54-42 at 4:10 to go. But again, Cause just been unable to get stops here in the second half as Moracle Palmer banks one in on cue. He's got 14, makes it 56-42 at the halfway point here in the fourth. Here is Kniper with the basketball with the high ball screen, guarded here by Augustine. Kniper steps back and they get him for an offensive foul. Kniper with the push off and a turnover. And the Trojans in control up 14 at 3:48 to go. They're going to get the ball back. Ty Williams going to check back in here as Dean will take a seat. Here comes Augustine into the front court. Very casual, no pace. 56-42, southeast of Saline with under 4 minutes to go. Moracle Palmer left side on the wing. Hesitation, gets in the paint. Wraps the pass around to Kerr for 3 from the right wing. It's short. And then Sawyers gets the rebound, and then he is fouled by Williams. And that'll be it for the senior. Ty Williams is fouled out of the game. At 3:27 to go, Tyler Reed's going to check in for him. But time is running out here for the Cause. At 3:27 to go, they trail 56-42. And now Eli Sawyers at the line to shoot. A 1-1. He's got 18 in the game. Should have a double-double by this point. He's 4-for-4 at the line. He's had a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, and he didn't score in the first quarter, but his massive second quarter is what spurred that 23-4 quarter. And he's grabbed a rebound this quarter yet. Does have a double-double at 9 coming in the court. Pretty sure he's grabbed one.
Yeah, he made the first tier and now makes the second. So he's got 20 in the game. And now trouble time here for the Cause. They're down 16 at 3.5 minutes to go, and now they turn it over. And Augustine takes it all the way, finishes, and the foul. And one for Drake Augustine. It's his first field goal. He's got 3. A chance for one more, but now the lead is 18 for the Trojans at just over 3 minutes to go. Trojans have been dominant since the first quarter. Slowly extending it out and trying to put this one away. He missed the free throw, but a lucky tip and in for Sawyers now with 22. So they essentially get 3 there, and it's now a 20-point lead for Southeast of Saline. Ball drives and lays it in quickly. He's got 12, makes it 62-44 with 3 minutes left. Cons have had a great season, but again, barring an incredible comeback, the Trojans are going to wind some clock down here. Morkel Palmer gets a touch here, backing down, gets to the rack, no good. Blocked by Kneiper, good defense, help side. And now Ball trying to work it into the front court, but he's backed up by Gebhardt, who's playing nice defense. And now Kneiper sets a screen, and tripping over him is Gebhardt, and Gebhardt draws the foul against Kneiper. And Matt Simmons is going to empty the bench with 2:36 to go and his team down 18. So talk about guys, Kale Gorski, Cameron Kneiper, Gunnar Ball, these three seniors, Jack Golden, Ty Williams, but essentially both teams have now emptied the bench. And the reserves are in, and the Trojans are going to win this game. They're up 18 with 2:36 to go, and both teams once again bringing in reserves. Aiden Graves in for Perry LeCompton. Zachary Essman. Colton Kneiper is checked in as well. Mason Meyer. Trojans with the basketball with the lead. 2.5 minutes to go. This is Connor Castleman. Levi Allen is checked in. A touch here for Kirby Davis. Here's Allen. Back up top to Brenton Leeds, and now a drive and a finish for Daniel Kerr. 64-44, Southeast of Saline with 2:10 to go. Well, this game turned over in the second quarter. Cause had an early 10-point lead. It evaporated quickly. They have not gotten any closer since they were down 9 at halftime. There's a foul inside. Free throws coming up here for Tristan Gordon. For Perry LeCompton. Stops the clock at 1:53, so the sophomore a chance to get into the books here at the state tournament. Think about this Cause team next season. They're going to lose a lot. They're going to have a lot of new faces. Of course, a lot of these kids that we're seeing right now certainly will probably take a step up to the varsity level a little bit more consistently. Tristan Gordon knocking in the first freebie. Makes it 64-45, but well, the Cause, again, had a great season getting to this point, but ran into a very good team with Southeast of Saline here in the quarterfinals. Gordon goes 1-for-2. Trojans work it into the front court. Here's Kerr, right side to Davis. Davis spins in the lane. A little fadeaway Jay, misfiring. And the Cause get the miss. Here's Graves, long pass into the front court. And through the hands of Colton Kneiper and a tie-up here. Possession arrow stays with Perry LeCompton. Another sub in real quick. Caden Isaacson's going to check back in here for the Trojans. Kerr comes out. 93 seconds to go in the Cause season. Here's Zachary Essman, a junior with the basketball, pairing in his 10th game of the year. And the Trojans get a steal. 64-45, Trojans about to advance here for another season to the Final Four. They got there last year before losing to a Big 7 team in Royal Valley. And the Trojans went on to finish in third place a year ago, and now a chance to avenge a semifinal loss a year ago as they'll get either Heston or Colby. As the Trojans turn it over, they call Isaacson with a double dribble. Got exactly a minute to go in this game. Cause will get it back. Down 64-45. Heston, of course, playing in the late game tonight. The two-time defending state champs. They'll get Colby coming up next at 8 o'clock. There's a shot that's good by Tristan Gordon. 3 points for him. 64-47. Final 40 seconds to go in the game. Here's Allen, and he is called for a travel. So a turnover by the Trojans. Cause get it back with 39 seconds to go. Well, that'll do it for the Big 7. I guess there is one team. How about the River City girls? They won their first-round game at the 2A tournament. So they'll play in a semifinal. That's the lone Big 7 team remaining in the fields of state tournaments. Cause getting eliminated here. Trojans going to run out the final 25 seconds. Up the floor to Isaacson, who saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it back to the top of the key with Davis. Hasselman now has it. Leads a touch. 13 seconds to go, and this will wrap things up. It's going to be a 64-47 final as the Perry LeCompton season is going to come to an end here in the first round of the state tournament as Southeast Saline moves on. They beat the Cause here 64-47, and our postgame show is next. It is brought to you by V Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling. Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Cause season comes to an end here in the first round of the state tournament. They lose to Southeast of Saline 64-47, and we're back after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Perry LeCompton basketball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Midwest Flooring in Perry specializes in carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, tile, and shower. With affordable pricing, excellent customer service, and quality workmanship, you can count on Midwest Flooring to handle your flooring needs. See them at 107 Elm Street in Perry. Midwest Flooring, the difference is worth the distance. First State Bank and Trust in Perry, Kansas is a proud supporter of Perry LeCompton Caw Athletics for community banking with a personal touch. Their lenders specialize in home mortgage loans, ag lending, and a wide array of business financing. First State Bank and Trust in Perry is excited to announce that long-term fixed rates are now available on ag real estate, as well as competitive fixed rates on ag and commercial equipment. First State Bank and Trust, where banking is still a people business. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
More than just a convenience store, Bernie's in Perry. Come on down and enjoy fresh food made daily. Call ahead at 597-2323 to order early, or stop by and check out the hot case items every day. Open 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Bernie's in Perry, proud supporter of Perry LeCompton Caw Athletics. On the corner of Ferguson Road and 24 Highway, stop by Bernie's Convenience Store in Perry.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA. This has been high school.
Prairie LeCompton boys basketball season comes to an end here in the first round of the state tournament in Hutchinson. Brandon Tabman joined by Trenton Craxter, Seth Tollison in studio. Final score, 64-47. Cause losing to the number two ranked team in the state and the number two seed in the field, southeast of Saline. As Saline punching their ticket to another semifinal berth. Second straight year, they get to the Final Four. But the Cause, again, an impressive season, but it's going to come to an end with a record of 19-5. Man, we started the first 4 minutes of the game. Cause were cooking. They built a 10-point first quarter lead, led it 17-7. But again, the difference in the game, you look at it on paper, it's the second quarter. Sawyers comes back after picking up an early foul. They take him out of the game. That's where the Cause kind of took advantage. But then he comes back, tears up the second quarter. 23-4, the advantage for the Trojans in the second quarter over the Cause. They took a 30-21 halftime lead and ultimately never looked back. You take away the second quarter, Cause outscoring by 2 points. So it's really a big difference in the game.
Yeah, and Sawyers had 12 points in that quarter alone, but I said it was going to be Nakari Moore, Cole Palmer, and Eli Sawyers versus Cam Kniper and Gunner Ball. And you look at the numbers, Eli Sawyers 22-11, Moore, Cole Palmer 14-14, and then Kniper 11-4, and Ball 12-11. I mean, if you even add up the shooting numbers, Kniper and Ball were 9 of 26 compared to 14 of 27 between Morco Palmer and Sawyers. And, you know, and then Luke Gebhard was kind of the X factor. He had a big second quarter. He had a couple and ones. But I said it to you when we were taking that break right there, you know, I thought Perry, they were firing on all cylinders that first 10 minutes. It was just straight domination. They were up like 20-9, 20-11, and they had the ball. And right in front of us, Cam Kniper gets a pocket pick. And then the next 22 minutes, it was just straight domination from Southeast Saline. And, you know, I mean, one thing can just turn the game on its head. And unfortunately for Perry, that was the play that did it and did him in. But, I mean, it was a fantastic year. And you're playing in a loaded field. And let's see, they shot 19 of 57, which is 33%. So, I mean, a bad shooting night doesn't help. They had a lot of shots that they usually make, especially around the rim with Ball and Gorski, that doesn't fall. And
they shot much better in the second half again. Yeah. So Perry LeCompton, they were 7 of 32 shooting in the first half. That included 1 for 11 in the second quarter. But then they shot 12 for 25 in the second half. So again, they played them much better offensively, but ultimately at the end of the day, they could not get stops.
Yeah, and I was going to say, yeah, but they traded buckets. And, you know, when they were trying to press at the end of the game, you know, a lot of easy buckets for Saline just getting up and down because they had the numbers advantage after they broke the pressure. And, yeah, I mean, Perry just went on that, like, five-minute scoring drought with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter to, like, until Kniper made that free throw towards the end of the second quarter with about a minute to go or something. And that was, like you said, that was the difference in the game. Perry won the rest of the game 43-41. But, I mean, unless you have a great quarter yourself, losing a quarter by 19 points is usually going to do you in, especially against a fantastic team like Saline. And I understand, I said at the top of the broadcast, a lot of media people for sports and Kansas were saying they were going to be the runner-up or they were going to win the title here. And, you know, they definitely do. Sawyers and Morico Palmer are legit, and they got the supporting cast to go with it. But I think it was a great season all around for Perry in the end. Just an unfortunate way to end because he didn't shoot the ball really well after that first quarter.
Let's go through some of the numbers here as we wrap up this broadcast here tonight. And again, starting with Perry as their season comes to an end at 19-5. Gunnar Ball led the way. He had 12 points and 11 rebounds. Cameron Kneiper also in double figures. He had 11. He also had 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Outside of that, 9 points for Kale Gorski. They got 6 from Jack Golden. 3 apiece from Ty Williams and Tristan Gordon. They got 2 points from Eli Dean and 1 point from Tyler Reed. And as we talked and have mentioned here early on here in this postgame already, of course, Eli Sawyers, Nakari Morikle-Palmer, 2 great players for Saline. They had great games tonight. Sawyers with 22 points and 11 rebounds. He also had 3 blocks and 2 steals. Morikle-Palmer had a massive double-double, 14 points and 14 rebounds. Luke Gebhardt, another good night for another starter for Saline. He had 13 points and 5 rebounds. They got 6 from Daniel Kerr. They got 3 apiece from Drake Augustine, also Kaysen Lilly, and Caden Isaacson. Shooting numbers, southeast of Saline, they shoot 43% in the game, 24 for 56. They were 4 for 20 from 3 at 20%, and they were 12 of 20 at the free throw line for 60%. Kaw shoot 19 of 57, that's 33%. They were 3 of 14 from 3, that is 21%, and they were 6 of 10 at the line, good for 60%. The rebound numbers, 42 to 35 in favor of southeast of Saline. Again, turnovers pretty even, 16 to 15. Perry with 16, Saline with 15. But again, outside of that, just a second quarter, really the difference in this game as the Kaw season comes to an end here in the quarterfinals at State. Real quick, a quick player of the game. Player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Where do we go?
You know, like I said, you can go between Morikle-Palmer and Sawyers. I have to give it to Sawyers because he didn't take a field goal in that first quarter. You know, he picked up, he had an early foul. He sat out the last 2 or 3 minutes of the quarter, and then he came in and had 12 points and rebounded, and he just was the difference maker in that second quarter that ignited that run. And
he was efficient. Yeah. 8 of 11 shooting and 6 for 6 at the line.
He had a big double-double, and he had rejected a couple shots at the rim on layup attempts, and he had a lot of putbacks. He was solid from the line. And you know, a dark horse, you could say, is Luke Gebhardt because he kind of was the X factor. He did the small things and scored, hit some big shots, but Eli Sawyers turned the game on its head in that second quarter when he came back. And, you know, Perry just never had the return answer that we thought they had. They never caught it because of that pressure. And that was partially because Eli Sawyers was in the paint protecting it. No one could get a shot off in there.
Well, Sawyers, our player to bank on tonight. 22 points, 11 rebounds, leading the Trojans into the Final Four for a second consecutive season as Perry LeCompton's season comes to an end here at the state tournament with a 64-47 loss to number 2, southeast of Saline. So that's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. We are still alive here as we will have a semifinal matchup for you tomorrow night on the girls' side as we'll bring you the second game here for Silver Lake. The Lady Eagles, big win in their opener last night to get to another Final Four. They'll get Goodland in a rematch from a semifinal game last year. Goodland, the defending state champions. That is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. We'll bring you that one, Silver Lake and Goodland, in a semifinal contest on the girls' side. So until then, we will talk to you then. I want to thank Steph again back in studio. Trenton will be alongside as well tomorrow. I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for tuning in. One final time, the final score here in this quarterfinal 3A tournament matchup. Southeast of Saline, 64. Perry LeCompton, 47. Kaw's in their season with a record of 19-5. Until the Silver Lake game tomorrow night, we'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.